Hello, and welcome to Raising Children Today, where we know that parenting can be tough, and we believe that asking for help doesn't have to be. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of Stop Child Abuse Now, SCAN of Northern Virginia. The average working parent spends 35 hours a week working and only about 38 minutes a day, or 4 hours a week, with their children. Balancing responsibilities at home and at work is a constant challenge for every parent. Work can leave parents with too little time and too little energy to be the parent they really want to be. So often end up feeling discouraged, disappointed, and sometimes even guilty. But there are ways you can better manage the demands of working and parenting. Please join us today as we discuss the delicate balancing act so many parents are trying to achieve. Joining me to do that is Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families. Hey, Tanya.
I think we have to ask ourselves what our number one job is. And our number one job is being a parent.
Absolutely.
Parenting is the most important and likely most difficult job anyone will ever have. But in today's economic reality, we very often have jobs that we have to juggle to maintain the livelihood of our families. It's common for parents to feel pulled in so many directions, work and home. We need to kind of support the family, but we also have to have an instinctive need to care for our families, not just supporting them, but also care. When these two ideas are causing conflict, it's time to kind of reevaluate, because there are things you can do to better juggle all of your responsibilities. Your children and yourself as a parent are too valuable for you to be running around feeling as though you have no time for them. And it's kind of easy to do. You get caught up at work for 8 hours and you come home and it's like, okay, I'm going to my next job.
Right.
When you're stressed
you
out.
You felt that this week.
Right. Right. When you're stressed out and can only see your family in a 15-minute spurt as you dash from one responsibility to another, you're cheating yourself and your children.
That's right. And the most important thing to keep in mind as you and all of us work on our own balancing act should be that your children
yes.
must come first.
Yes.
And this doesn't mean that you have to be a martyr or a superwoman or superman, although, you know, to do it all, you usually almost feel that way. But just commit to the idea of making appropriate choices when it comes to work and children. Once you take that first step, the fact that you're devoting time to consciously making those decisions, mm-hmm. it will be easier to make the decisions and the plans that are going to better accommodate your time and responsibilities
right.
to your family. So the question, though, really is, you know, it's one thing to talk about
mm-hmm.
it, but is it really possible to balance parenting and work?
Well, Diane, the good news is that you can be a good parent and you can be a good employee or a good boss. The goal is to achieve balance by prioritizing your family's needs and schedule along with your own. Ways to do that, get organized. And it's so hard for us to get organized, but plan ahead when it comes to hard and fast meetings at work, your child's game schedule, and anything else that fills up this month's calendar. You can also use your calendar to schedule specific time with your children. So when you have on your calendar you have a meeting, you also put on your calendar, this is the time for my child. Being organized is good, and you have to be open to change.
Right.
You never know what is going to come up, and flexibility is so important on your part that it can make you less stressed and help your kids react in the same way. Spending evenings at home with your children. When you get home from work, leave work at home. Don't pull out your laptop. Leave your BlackBerry off. This is your family time and deserves your complete and full attention. You also deserve time away from work. Give yourself and your children time to relax together, watch movies together, just have outings. Make kid-friendly meals in advance when possible, and have dinner together. Actually, sit down at the table and have dinner together. turn off the television and discuss your days. Ask them how their day was and encourage them to, you know, do the same. If they see you doing it and asking, they'll eventually ask you, well, Mom, how was your day? Or Dad, how was your day? Stick to this routine so your kids know what to expect. Try to make it fun.
Those are all good suggestions. And, your point about the BlackBerry and even 5 years ago, balancing was still really difficult. And
right.
now you're right. And children definitely know
yes.
if you're kind of peeking at
yes.
the BlackBerry when you're trying to have a discussion. So it is important to turn that
mm-hmm.
off and turn on the home side of things.
Right.
Also, strengthen bonds with your children through rituals. You may have, as you said, dinner together every night. It may not be every night, but try something special as well. Like maybe when you do know you have an evening meeting, make it a real point to have a specific breakfast with them that day. Mm-hmm. Or a snack together before bedtime, especially if it's a night when you know you can't do dinner together. This is also a good time for reading together. And it's really important because the routines and the patterns do provide the security for children. And they actually can help you reduce your own stress as well. Once in a while, do something really special for you and your child, such as literally just taking the day off and spending the day with them. And that ends up meaning you don't really know how much that means to your child.
Right. That is important. Another way to achieve balance is to make yourself accessible by phone when you're at work. Talk briefly, you know, at least once a day with your child. Use notes and letters to show your interest and affection when you can't be there in person. Leave something on the table when they come home or just put something in their lunch. You want your child to know that even though you're at work, you are really thinking about them. Include yourself in your child's school life. Help out at school, on field trips, and volunteer in their classrooms whenever you can. Stay in touch with your child's teacher in person, by phone, and now, of course, through email, as much as you can. Take an interest in how your child is doing at school.
And both of those, Tanya, I think are so important. And really, they don't have to take that much time. Especially that I love the first one that you mentioned with notes for the for your children. Because, you know, if the reality is you work a regular full-time job, you really don't see them much. But I know if I got notes from my mom, you know, even, and she was around all the time, it meant something. So they know. If you've just tuned in, we're talking about balancing parenthood and work. This is Raising Children Today. I'm Diane Charles with SCANA Northern Virginia, and you just heard from Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families. I wanted to point out that another thing is to include your child in your work life. Show them pictures of where you work, take them to your office on a field trip, hang their artwork in your office, tell them about it, talk to them about your day. It's a great opportunity to teach children about good and bad days, how to deal with them, and that talking about them definitely can help. And speaking of help, it's important to ask for help. Cultivate meaningful relationships with other loving adults, such as relatives or trusted role models. Then, whenever possible, play tag team with them so that when a parent isn't available to the child, another adult can be there for them. And that is so important to children's development anyway, that they have other loving and role models, individuals in their lives.
And so, it's also a support to you.
Absolutely. And then it's going to help you and do a little bit more of that balancing act.
Diane, I think that we often struggle with the difference between urgent and important, and it's kind of important to kind of distinguish between them two. Spending time with your kids for urgent things like project deadlines, household chores. As a parent, you have to continually re-rank your priorities. Keep your important things at the top of your mind. Washing the dishes or mowing the lawn can wait if it means that you get an extra half an hour with your kids before they go to bed. If you're at work late, just to send a few more emails, consider holding off until the next morning when you'll probably be less tired and more efficient at work. You probably have a list of urgent work items somewhere. Consider making a list of your important family items as well. Plan family time. Again, as you said, it's so important to plan and schedule times, vacations together, just as you plan for meetings and conference calls at work. It's important to spend that time at home.
And it sounds a little type A personality wise, but sometimes if you're really trying to manage and balance both, you've got to do that, and then it'll come more naturally. The tensions experienced within households around balancing the family workload are often greater for women, who still tend to undertake the greater share of family-related responsibilities. However, there are indications that men are also experiencing important compromises and tensions in balancing work and family responsibilities. So it's important that parents work together when one or both of them are feeling pulled in two directions. And many of the steps we've mentioned earlier are often easier to do when you do have a partner to work through them with you. And even if your partner is not there in the home living with you, if you are putting your children first, that same coordination and working together is important for the children's benefit.
There are all sorts of ways, too, Diane, that you can express to your child that you love them and that they are special to you. What parents who work outside of the homes may lack in time, they can make up for it in imagination and love. As daunting as this balancing out act may seem, it's certainly possible for you to be a good parent and still have a successful career. There is a great quote by Jill Churchill that says, "There is no way to be a perfect mother and a million ways to be a good one."
That's pretty good. Working parents often feel that they're not doing everything they can for their children. But the fact is, with some reevaluation, mm-hmm. new ideas, every parent can successfully balance parenting and work by doing the little things that make a huge difference in the lives of their children. And remember, all aspects of parenting can be tough, but finding help doesn't have to be. Don't be afraid to ask for help. For more information about balancing parenting and work and other parenting challenges, you can visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. You've been listening to Raising Children Today. Tanya Fullwood from the National Center for Children and Families, and I'm Diane Charles with SCAN of Northern Virginia.